Good evening, everybody. Say. Before I start, just like to note that I used to be in the Beis Medrash here at night often. It's been a few years since I've been here regularly, certainly not during COVID. It's exciting and energizing to see in the middle of a semester, there's such a cold time in the Beis Medrash, in the middle of COVID, you know, can't be in one place. Steiger learning wearing rest is not a bad pleasure. And it was a pleasure to walk in tonight. Baruch Hashem. Yeah, I think this morning I overheard a conversation in the Beis Medrash where someone said to someone else, you know, how was your Pesach? Oh, how was yours? I can't believe it's over already. So you know what they say? Pesach's not over. It's over. Let me explain. We're in the middle of Sfiras Omer, both say. Sfiras Omer, the idea of Shavuos is certainly inextricably linked to Sfiras Omer. It's obvious. The definition of the date of Shavuos is the 50th day of the Omer. The Gemara says that Shavuos isn't all. We think Shavuos is Vav Sivan. It's Machlokas Tanoim. According to some Tanoim, it's not always Vav Sivan. Sometimes Hey, sometimes Vav, sometimes Zayin. Because Shavuos is defined as the 50th day of the Omer. Erev Pesach. The Sfiras Omer begins from the day of the Korban Omer. Korban Omer happens to be on Tes Zayin Nisan, which happens to be the second day of Pesach. It's not obvious that there's a direct connection between Sfiras Omer and Pesach, but it sounds like there might be. It's not coincidental. And the Sefer HaChinuch notes this. The Sefer HaChinuch, maybe some of you may be familiar with the Sefer HaChinuch, when he talks about the Shor Sheh HaMitzvah, he talks about Sfiras Omer as the bridge between Pesach and Shavuot. The way he presents it, this is the way we're most familiar with, is as follows. He says, Mishor Sheh HaMitzvah Tad HaPshat, Mephisha Koli Koen Sheh Yisrael Einrei HaTorah. Omnei HaTorah Nivru Shemayim Varetz, the purpose of Klai Yisrael is the Torah. And Yitzias Mitzrayim was the birth, was the initiation of Klai Yisrael. We should realize that Yitzias Mitzrayim is not an end in its own. Its purpose is Kabbalah Sotah. And we count towards Kabbalah Sotah. And he says, V'chein Yas Hashem Moshe Seisam E'abdus the Kabbalah Sotah Ke Atafel Oso So Oso Olam Ela'ik. He explains, not being the whole thing, that Zalacha Os Ke Nuchin Shlach Ticha Otsi Yecha Asam Mitzvam Tavdu Esa Elokim Ala Azeh. The Sizam is the Os for Kabbalah Sotah because the Ikra is Kabbalah Sotah. Now, one could understand that simply as Pesach, what we do is counting towards Shavuos, counting towards Kabbalah Sotah. We start a Pesach to let us to indicate that Pesach is the Hechsher for Kabbalah Sotah. What are we doing now? We finish Pesach, it's Yisrael Mitzrayim. Now we're working towards Shavuos. But it could be that it's not as simple as that, and maybe there's a deeper understanding here. The Ramban in Parashat Emor notes the discussion is not about Shavuos, it's about Shmini Atzeres. So he's talking about the word Atzeres. What does the word Atzeres mean? So Atzeres in Chumash appears twice, which refers to two different kinds of days, I should say. It refers to Shmini Atzeres. It actually refers to Shvi'i Shel Pesach. Chazal, when you say Atzeres, refers to Shavuos. The Targum Parashminchos refers to Shavuos as Atzeres. So Ramban works with the meaning of Atzeres. And he connects the Atzeres of Shmini Atzeres with the Atzeres of Shavuos. He doesn't talk about Shvi'i Shel Pesach. And he said, and Einan Oisik Ministeres, and some people say that, and we're going to explain it. For me, it's real. Einan Oisik Ministeres, Others want to quote this Ramban and we can explain, understand at least a little bit of the connection here in this Ramban. So Ramban says that there's a parallel between the relation between Shmiat Tzeres and Sukkos, and the relation between Shavuos and Pesach. It says, just like Sukkos has 7 days, and an 8th day is Atzeres, so too, there's a week of Pesach, which has is bookended by Yom Tevin, 1st day, 7th day. They all have, there's a sort of singular Kedusha. After all, Pesach is, and Halach also is one Kedusha Yom, there's one Hallel, there's the same carbon every day. It's a week long Yantif. And then there's 7 weeks, the first week is Yantif. Then there are 6 more weeks. The Kiddush is Yom Shmini Kishmini Shachag. And the day after 7 weeks, which is a certain that's also a week, but you don't get that now because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, there's a week of Tashlum for the carbon. But the Kiddush Yom Shmini Kishmini Shachag. By Yom Asfun Ben Tayim Tichol Shomor Ben Arishon Shmini Lachag. And the days in between are parallel to Chol HaMoed. V'hu Yom Matan Torah, Shirem Bo'ot Yishra Agdol. V'chem Yikru HaBosir Zah B'chol Mokim Chag Shavuos Atzeres, Ki Hayom Kihu Kiyom Shmini Shachag Shakar Kasuke. And Shavuos always got Atzeres because it's parallel to Shmini Atzeres. And then he refers to the status of Shmini Atzeres as Shmini Rega with the Atzeres Tashlimim B'Rishon, Ki Ratzirus HaRishon V'Enoch Achto Shalom. So he draws a parallel, and again, this is obviously a much deeper level, but superficially at least, he's drawing a parallel between Shmini Atzeres and Shavuos. And he's comparing the relation of Shavuos to Pesach, the relation of Shmini Atzeres to Sukkos, and what is the relation between Shmini Atzeres and Sukkos? Shmini Atzeres is a regular Atzma, but it's also the Atzeres is Tashlim and Rishon, because the Atzilus of Rishon, it's brought forth by the earlier days. In other words, Sukkos is the main Yontif. Shmini Atzeres is the derivative of Sukkos. It's the wrap-up, the culmination of Sukkos. If you parallel that to Pesach and Shavuos, then what's going on in Tfilas Omer is that we have Pesach, and Pesach continues and develops into Shavuos. And Shavuos is the Tashlum in technical sense, but it's what's derived from Pesach. It's what Pesach develops into. It's the culmination of the Pesach process. Maybe the goal of the Pesach process, but it's the culmination of the process of Pesach that leads you inevitably to Shavuos if you do it properly. It's the Atzeres. It comes from Pesach. Pesach turns into Shavuos if we treat it proper. If we use Shavuos Omer the right way, we have to turn Pesach into Shavuos. So it's not just that Pesach is finished, and we just have to note that we're preparing for Shavuos. It's that we're developing the ideas, the themes of Pesach to get us to Shavuos. So Pesach isn't over. You know, it's interesting in Halacha, some of you might encounter the first part of Pesachim, the Meiri in Pesachim deals with the question of the Baal HaMoed at the end of Pesach, the why we don't say Shachyanu for the mitzvah Shavuos Omer. So Baal HaMoed says, the Tzaddik says that all the Rishonim call, that it's not a mitzvah the Yishbu Hano. Adrabah, nowadays it's a mitzvah that it's only a zecher because we don't have Beis HaMikdash. And the Meiri says, you know what the answer is? It's covered by the Shachyanu of Pesach. That's surprising. Well, Shavuos Omer is coincidentally on Pesach, but it's a hefset, it's the day before, the Shachyanu is the day before. And it's not really about Pesach. Maybe it should be covered by Shachyanu of Shavuos, because Shavuos is the end of Shavuos Omer. But the Meiri says called by Shachin and Pesach, implying that Shavuos Omer is a mitzvah of Pesach. Part of the mitzvah of Hayoyim of Pesach is a Svira, because Shavuos Omer is how we develop Pesach to get us to Shavuos. So that's true. And I should add one more thing. That would be one of probably many explanations to the resolutions of the question of the Chinuch about the way we count. The Chinuch himself asked the question, if we're counting towards Shavuos, so why do we count up? We should count down. When you're waiting for something, you count down. When they're counting towards the ball dropping in on January 1st. They count down. They don't count up from a certain time. So the Yibam, we should count 49 days, 48 days, 47 days. Why do we count up? So the Chinuch says, well, at the beginning we count up because it's too many days. So we don't want to, we have to scare ourselves. And then when it gets close to the end, we don't switch. He gets the technical answer. But perhaps, there are other kinds of explanations about the development of the Surah. This would be one possibility. We're counting up from Pesach. That's the point. The point is this is one day past Pesach. We're building on Pesach. We're taking down to Pesach, and we're saying we have one day. We're growing. We're taking Pesach and progressing forward. So we've got the 49 days of progress from Pesach, then we can have Shavuos. So what about Pesach should we be working on to properly have a Kabbalah Torah and Shavuos? So the truth is, it could be almost anything from Pesach, and this I am not claiming to know that this has to be what the primary thing to focus on, but anything I think we focus on is relevant. But I'd like to take one angle here. On Pesach, we say, "Behold, the Chayav and Leos." Rambam says, "Leos Atzmo Kilu Yatzam Mitzrayim." The Rambam goes on to say, in his little stomach to math, the Perek Zayin Lachavav, "The Adam is at Tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu Batoya V'Zacharta Kiyam Ra'isa Kolomar Kiyuat Abatz Ra'isa Ever Yatzasa L'Chayos Nifnis." That this idea that we're supposed to view ourselves as having, perceive ourselves as having just left Mitzrayim, personally just left Mitzrayim, is mitzvah in the Torah. There's a mitzvah, such a mitzvah in the Torah, where the pasuk says, "V'zachata k'yev le'yisa be'eretz Mitzrayim." You should remember, you were never in Mitzrayim. This pasuk is not written in the context of Pesach. This pasuk is written in the Seres Adibra, in the context of Shabbos. And Ram said, "Adar le'tziva k'arash baruch hu b'tor," implying that the chiyuv for a person to view himself as someone who left Mitzrayim is not just a mitzvah, part of the mitzvah sefer in Mitzrayim. It's not just a mitzvah on Pesach. It's actually a mitzvah all the time. We don't have to view ourselves as having just left Mitzrayim. On Pesach, we have a special mitzvah. We have to emphasize and focus on. We have the ma'ayas atzmo. We have to not just think about it and have it in the back of our consciousness, but we have to demonstrate it visually, actively, as Dal Kamsos, as Seba. But the idea, the perception, should always be there. And if that's true in general, and it's not just the part of mitzvah sefer in Mitzrayim, then l'chora, it makes sense that during Sfira, when we're building towards Pesach the Shavuos, in the way that Klal Yisrael built Pesach the Shavuos, in the Midbar went from Pesach the Shavuos, so there should be maybe a special emphasis on viewing ourselves Ki Yotzanim in Mitzrayim, but certainly the original Dor HaMidbar, when they went from Pesach, when they built on the Pesach, had just left Mitzrayim. So I'd like to focus just for next very few minutes on what the perception of Chayav Amuras Atzmo Ki Yotzanim in Mitzrayim should, what kind of reaction this perception engender within us. So look at two things. One is the concept of Koras HaTov. When we're saying this in the Haggadah, Chayav Amuras Atzmo Ki Yotzanim in Mitzrayim, we follow that with the Fichach Na Chayam Mohodos L'Shareach before it's ready for the Hallel. Rutwinski spoke recently, he referred to the Rambam in the Morning of Ruchim, some may have heard it, where the Rambam is talking about Mikra Bikurim. He's not talking about just the time at all, but he emphasizes the theme of Mikra Bikurim, which is the parish of which we say it, the Haggadah, as being a theme of acknowledging that we're not entitled to anything. That everything we have is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we have other Mitzrayim. That's what Aram Yavim is telling us. We have nothing. Aram has nothing. We have nothing. We have anything we have is only a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Aram there goes on to quote, this pasuk, a similar pasuk about the mitzvah to Zohar that we have other Mitzrayim. He doesn't say the whole thing, Chayav and Mirs Atzma, but the psukim he quotes relate to that. Which meaning to say that this is a message not just about that Karas Tov for Yetzias Mitzrayim, but a general message of Karas Tov for everything we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we have to appreciate that the work and inculcate in ourselves the appreciation that we're, again, that nothing's coming to us, we're not entitled to anything. And everything we have, being beruchnius, being opportunities beruchnius, being we have in gashmius, anything we have is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we should be very appreciative of that. That's number one. Number two, l'chora, is that a Jew who just left Mitzrayim, man Jew just left Mitzrayim. So you think he has that car, so thought, wow, Hashem just took me out of Mitzrayim. I was just a slave. But also he saw how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mashgiach over us, over him, especially after the first whole week of Pesach, where he saw the Hashkacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu manipulated the events and brought the mitzvah there and the midah kind of midah b'diuk sunk them in the yam. So he sees Hashkacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashkacha in a very specific way. And he understands, Moshe told him that Hashem is taking the Amitraim because he has a plan. Yeah, he's taking him into a midbar, it's a barren desert, but there's a purpose, there's a goal, there's a plan. There's Achshav Kevana Machom Avodasa, which we talked about in Yitzias Mitzrayim. So a Jew leaving Mitzrayim, a Jew who just experienced Yitzias Mitzrayim, will be overflowing with a sense of thanks and HaKadosh Tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also a very deep perception of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running his life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and even if he doesn't know what, he doesn't know exactly what's going to happen. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us. And this are leaders that are ideas and conceptions, perceptions that we have to all the time reinforce, but perhaps especially right after Pesach. And first of all, they're hachana for Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah at Shavuos is actually, if you think about it, is not so much about having any content of Torah. We didn't get very much content of Torah at Shavuos. That was Yom Kippur, originally, and Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. It was about the experience of Ma'amid Har Sinai, about our Kabbalah of Nasa V'Nishna, and about with the experience which the Chazal says, B'yom Chasun Aso. It's about the forming of an unbreakable bond between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael, a loving bond between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which involves our commitment to Kiyumat Torah and Limud HaTorah. So we want to prepare ourselves for that. When do we want to jump in, commit ourselves. We commit ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we have a strong feeling towards Him. Why do we have strong feelings towards Him? Because we have a Karas HaTorah, everything He's given us. And we see He's taking care of us. So if we reinforce the point again and again over this time of Surah, we come into Shavuos with such a feeling of appreciation and love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we'll jump to Hasan Mishnah, we'll jump to have the Chasana with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Shavuos. And finally, these ideas are not just ideas for Kabbalah Torah for Shavuos. They're points to ponder all the time. And they're points to ponder, especially when things are not going as well as we always like, we always might have liked. And we all have all our personal ups and downs. Everyone has personal difficulties. Not everything's perfect. You know, this age, at different stage of life is different things. You know, at this age, it may have to do with struggles of ruchnius, it may have to do with issues looking for a job, may have to do with dating, may have to do with family issues. Everyone has their issues. And a challenge is to be over the Hashem through these issues. And these ideas, if a person walks around as feeling he just, HaKadosh Baruch Hu just took him out of Mitzrayim, and he has a Karas HaTov for what he has, not, and the preacher said he hasn't not entitled anything, which means he's not focusing on what the problems are, what he doesn't have, what could be better. He could have nothing. Everything has a gift. Everything is a gift. So then the guys are nothing. It's wonderful. It's galactic. And also, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when we're going in the midbar, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show and he's getting us the way he wants to go, so then we can properly live a life with a voice Hashem B'Simcha, and through that, does Hashem have a real Kabbalah Satorah.